97.7.
You got your dumb original. You got your dumb original. On entertainers, dumb original. You got
Welcome back in the zone. Justin Acri, Christina LeCure, Fury Electric Studio, Big Baby. I think we've taken roll call. And on the Revolution Hotline. Again tonight, Randy Rogers Band. Lots of fun at the Rev Room. All ages show. I think it's 18 and up, actually, but who's counting? Barrett Salih is standing by patiently. Sorry. How are you, man?
5 or 9 minutes.
5, 9, whatever. It's all good.
Whatever.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Is there a niner in there?
He threw a niner on Twitter. He's like, 5 or 9er.
Or 9, whatever.
One with the hard candy shell. 9 was the number. 9 is the magic number. Talking about SEC schedule.
That's correct.
9 games. Do we want to do this? Certainly Brett Bielema not interested, and a lot of other coaches are not either. It's hard enough getting through the regular 8-game schedule.
Yeah, it really is. You know, Nick Saban talked about it last week on the coaches' teleconference. He was really the only one that's been sort of behind the idea. But even last week, he was sort of non-committal about it. But, you know, it's being discussed. I think that, you know, the coaches have their say. But when all is said and done, the SEC is no longer in the football industry. It's in the multimedia industry with the SEC Network. And having 9 games would create a pretty good influx of inventory. And the SEC Network would certainly like that. So, in the end, it may be up to TV, which is, let's be honest, that's driving pretty much every decision in college sports these days.
That's exactly right. Well, and another thing that's come up here in recent days is coaches talking about the permanent cross-division rivals. I have always been a fan of trying to mix and match a little bit better. It is kind of cool, and it is kind of fun, although Arkansas-South Carolina is not exactly the sexiest fit of all time. Plus, South Carolina has been really good lately. What are your thoughts on that, and what are you hearing from across the league as far as coaches' thoughts on the cross-divisions?
Well, Les Miles hates it. Steve Spurrier, you know, is not as adamant, but he doesn't like it either. I think it sort of varies on fan base. Obviously, Alabama, Tennessee, Auburn, and Georgia like it because that traditional rivalry those four programs have, that remains intact. And if we eliminate cross-division opponents, then they would go away. I think the SEC, you know, even though that's a vocal minority, I think the SEC recognizes that compelling football is rivalry football, and keeping those intact, you know, helps the SEC as a whole. So I think that's why those are going to remain. If it does go to 9 games, I think it's almost a certainty that they would remain. And look, you know, Arkansas, South Carolina doesn't make a whole lot of sense other than the fact that they came into the conference at the same time. But Arkansas is going to get Missouri here before all is said and done. And I think that's that will make things a little easier for Arkansas fans because playing that border war with Missouri every year will be one that's a natural fit, and I think one that can benefit both programs.
I don't disagree with that at all. Barrett Salih joining us, BleacherReport.com on the Revolution Hotline. I guess in that same vein, you know, talking about divisions and the way that's all stacked up, do you think we'll ever see them go to more of a traditional geographic breakdown with East and West?
Not really. I think it's more of a guideline than a rule anyway. I mean, if you want to be nitpicky, Vanderbilt should have been in the West and Auburn should have been in the East beforehand because Nashville's a little farther west. So, you know, the way it sets up, it's East and West. I think, you know, you look at Missouri outlying there, but if you look at how they're set up, there's almost a diagonal line going through it. So it's really not that big of a deal. It's just not directly north and south. So, you know, I think the one issue I think would be is if they added teams to the West, they could move Auburn and Alabama to the East, and then pretty much every rivalry could remain intact, and those cross-division rivalries would essentially go away because, you know, Tennessee and Alabama and Auburn and Georgia would be in the same division. I think the only way they change is if they can get those four programs, Auburn, Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia, in the same division. Then those rivalries stay intact no matter what.
That would be good. I like that. I never thought about that way. When we talked about making it geographic and we had talked about maybe leaving, splitting Alabama and Auburn as far as divisions go, a lot of people freaked out about that. And as an Auburn grad, I'm sure you can understand why. But I thought, hey, you know what? You could still make them cross-division rivals, and there's always the potential they could face off in the SEC championship game, which would be, you know, every Alabama native's dream come true.
Yeah, well, then also, but then on the flip side, Alabama would lose its rivalry with Tennessee because Auburn would be then its cross-division opponent.
Good point.
So, you know, there's no easy answer. That's
you stop making
there's
sense,
no
pal.
Right answer. Sorry. My fault. I'll go back to talking crazy.
How dare you? So what do you think's going to shake out? Do you think it'll happen or you do not?
The 9-game schedule, I think, will happen.
You do,
I think the SEC Network, once they realize how much money is involved and how much ESPN and CBS want compelling matchups, and they even said they want more compelling matchups in weeks 1, 2, and 13 because those 3 weeks are typically pretty much snooze fest within the SEC, save for a couple of out-of-conference games. So they want more inventory. They want compelling inventory, and I think a 9-game schedule will certainly create one. And I actually went – did one for 2014, factoring in, you know, already established contracts without a conference opponent. And it's hard. It's really hard to do it. But I made one for every team, and it's pretty interesting if you get a chance to read it.
I will definitely check it out. And the thing is, if people had to buy themselves out of those in order to make the 9-game schedule work, I'm sure that the money they're going to make from the TV contract is probably going to offset that just fine.
Yeah, and I did that. When I had to cancel a few games and move a few games, and I tried to keep the same teams on the SEC schedule. So South Alabama moved. I think they're playing Tennessee in my version or whatever. And I did bring back I did create Arkansas versus Arkansas State at the start of the season, which I'm sure will create some issues in that state.
Man, I wish we would have had you on at 10 o'clock. We could have killed the whole show with that.
Well, take a look. In my hypothetical 2014 9-game schedule, Arkansas opens with Arkansas State in Fayetteville.
Any idea how much more money that would mean? I mean, for the league, I guess it's, you know, it certainly benefits the home teams that don't necessarily pack out without a high quality opponent. But as far as the TV contract, how much more valuable an added game makes it?
Well, I think it all depends on how much, you know, what the ad rates are when the SEC network gets created, and what, you know, how the CBS and ESPN packages their sales. You know, I think. You'll be able to, it'll be more, there's no doubt about it. You'll be able to sell, you know, that 7 more conference games every year that are really, really good games. So I think it's hard to really speculate, because no one really knows what the economy will be like down the road and how much the SEC is going to be worth. I mean, it could be worth a lot more than it is right now, and I think it will be, but that number would be purely speculative.
Well, Barrett, the SEC is your league, and that is your business. And as Brad Pitt said in Inglourious Bastards, business is a booming. So talk about the draft and the SEC's, I guess, you know, I don't want to call it a takeover. But, I mean, the influence of the SEC on the NFL draft, it's not a surprise to anybody, but it's, when you look at some of the numbers, it's pretty amazing how much of an influence this league has had on the NFL.
Well, it really is. I mean, 63 players drafted, you know. I think the more impressive number was the fact that 32 players were drafted in the first 3 rounds. So an entire round of the first 3 rounds were SEC players. So it was remarkable. I think it's a testament to the coaching you get in the SEC. I think it's a testament to the facilities, to the dedication, to the exposure, to all that stuff. You know, and really, it's sort of this vicious cycle that the SEC is on, where it wins championships, it gets the best players, and sends the best players to the draft after they've won championships. And you know, it just sort of keeps snowballing. And I think if you're the SEC, it doesn't look like it's going to turn around anytime soon, because, you know, these players, and the, you know, I did a story on Monday, the recruiting rankings of these players, of the first-round draft picks from the SEC, 11 of the 12 players drafted were 4- or 5-star players, and most of them were from the South. So the best talent is here at the high school level, and it's sticking around, and I think that means the SEC's dominance is only going to continue in future years.
That's really not fair. Well, leave it to a guy from Alabama to stir the pot on Arkansas State. So there you go.
Well, you know, I wrote that knowing that it was going to get y'all a little, give y'all some talking points. It was, right when I wrote it, I was like, and then of course, right after I hit publish, the Arkansas Texas Tech rumor pops up, and I'm like, oh man, they're going to think I wasn't paying attention, but I was. It just popped up right afterwards. But Arkansas and Arkansas State, you know, if I'm playing God, and that's kind of what I did, the AD and commissioner for all, you know, for the entire SEC. I would have Arkansas play Arkansas State. That'd be a lot of fun.
Well, okay, Mr. All Powerful. Then how what's the deal on Texas Tech? Is that happening?
Oh, that'd be, you know, Roger hit publish. I was like, man, that's a better idea than I had. But that'd be awesome. I think it'd be a lot of fun. And you know, seeing Cliff Kingsbury in that offense against Arkansas, and Brett Bielema, contrasting styles. And you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Arkansas wants to beef up its strength of schedule, and Texas Tech would certainly do that.
Now, I understand there's a movement in the greater Lubbock area for Cliff Kingsbury to be contracted to have to coach his games with his shirt off. Is that true?
I'm sure the ladies would probably like that, but, you know,
I don't even think he would mind doing it. That's what bothers me.
Yeah, I think he probably would do that. That's a good guy. I think he probably would go for that.
He was actually – we got a chance to talk to him last year when he was up for the Broyles Award. He was extremely pleasant and very cool, and he's got head coach written all over him, so the fact that he got a job immediately after that was no surprise at all.
Yeah, you know, he is young, and that I think would have been the one thing holding him back. But after what happened to Texas A&M and what he's been able to do during his short career, why not? I mean, the guy can coach. It's obvious.
Oh, real quick, anything else on a location for the bromance between McCarron and Manziel, where they're headed for spring break, for their summer vacation, rather?
Mexico.
Nothing yet. Key West or Cancun. I mean, you know, you pick one. I mean, either one's a pretty good option. But I'd go to Cancun if I were them.
They're going to Mexico. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, Key West is fun and all, but I mean, for like a week,
and like
it's
how
cold after a while.
And they're going to be noticed so much more in Key West. They're going to go to Mexico. Yeah. They're going to Cancun. It's all inclusive. Let's be honest.
I would imagine those all inclusive vacations. You got to take advantage of those.
Thank you.
I think they should go all out and invite Coach Kingsbury to come with them. That would really be a party.
Oh man, that would be awesome.
That would be
such a party.
That would be beautiful. All right, well, Barrett, appreciate the time so much. We'll check out. You've been awfully busy on BleacherReport.com.
You are busy.
Yeah, I try to stay busy. The offseason is more hectic than the regular season, it seems.
There you go. Well, Barrett, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you guys.
All right, Barrett Salee, BleacherReport.com. We are way behind. We got to run. We'll talk to Matt Jones coming up and find out what's coming up on overtime. After this, as we head into the break, let me tell you about Suddenlink. Check them out on demand on Suddenlink Channel 1. 10,000 titles available, many for no charge at all. TV and more favorites. Suddenlink has it all. All the movies you want to see. All the TV shows, and again, many for free. That's a heck of a deal. Get many new releases 28 days before Netflix and Redbox, live pay-per-view events in HD. And coming up soon, Jack Reacher, the Tom Cruise movie. That's on May 7th. Side Effects, 28 days before Netflix and Redbox, on May 21st. And Dark Skies, out May 28th. It's all on Suddenlink, and it's all on demand, and it's all for you. At 979-836-6901, or you can go to the web, suddenlink.com, and say big. Right now, during the Red Tag event. It's all from Suddenlink. Again, online at suddenlink.com. 12:54, back to wrap it up in a minute.